Honestly, like when I'm in Australia, I was with this guy and I was asking him about artists, and he was just talking about why certain artists don't come to certain places. Like, I've been to some serious places in this world representing dance and music, like a lot of artists will never go, I've never been yet. The guy was like, yo, you're too humble, man. Like, I think like you're too humble. And I'm like, wait a minute. I said, no, honestly, man, I feel like, yo, there's certain things that you've done, you need to talk more. And I'm like, yo, it's so weird. A lot of people say that to me. Because if you really have a conversation with the average person that doesn't go outside of just like the dancehall diaspora and just think, they be like, creator, man, I'm good. It's like, okay, whatever. But you'd be surprised, like, the amount of work I've put in for dancehall and a whole. Like, when I came in the game, when nobody else came out, I was the only artist that had a record in dancehall and such major level for a long time. And I was the one that gets signed. You know what I mean? I was the one that doing the Tidals, the MTVs, the BTs. I was the one that was putting all in that work, you know what I mean? And I don't regret it. I feel like I was used as the artist by the higher power for like shine light, you know what I mean?
Right,
and I feel like I did that a lot, bro. And I feel like sometimes it's overlooked.